Show me the money.
Show me the money!
The University of Oregon, on the heels of its most successful football season ever, finds itself in a bit of hot water over fees paid to two different scouting services, in particular over a $25,000 payment to Will Lyles' Texas-based service. We talked with Dr. Lynn Lashbrook, a former NCAA compliance officer and athletic director, and current president and certified sports agent of Sports Management Worldwide. Our first question, what are recruiting services?
You can hire them to get film and names and numbers, supposedly, and access nationally in the recruiting, and many schools use them.
So if they're legal, why the scrutiny?
Payment has to be market-driven, and there can't be any special payment for delivery.
We'll look at one particular payment and much more when we return. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
You know, with all the stories about banks in the news, I decided I'd try something safe. So I withdrew all my money, and I put it in my dog Spike's doghouse. After all, I trust my dog, but when I needed a loan, well, let's just say that he wasn't very helpful. Fortunately, I found a better way. Home Federal Bank. They're every bit as trustworthy as Spike. Strong, stable. Unlike other banks, Home Federal Bank is a local, well-managed bank that is one of the highest capitalized banks in the country. Home Federal never needed government assistance, and they have money to lend. Sure, they may not run after your frisbee when you throw it, but if you need a loan or just want to make sure your money is in a secure, well-managed bank, they're like a best friend.
You're safe and sound at home. Federal. Home Federal Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. Today, we're looking at the University of Oregon and some questions about the legality of a payment to Will Lyles' Houston-based Complete Scouting Services. Dr. Lynn Lashbrook says they're legal when the payments are at market value, and that's measured by what other schools are paying for similar services, a standard that Lashbrook says Oregon violated.
Well, the first threshold of concern was just the $25,000 payment, which was outside of market prices. The second flag is the compliance office approved it. That didn't give them the separation they're looking for.
Could that really lead to a duck smackdown?
As a layperson reading the article, it smells, and you worry the relationships and the success with Texas recruiting. And so you hope that there is no incidents of favor that go against the NCAA rules. So let's assume close call, but we can make it better, a slap, if I may. If they find serious transactions, obviously that becomes an impact on eligibility and everything else.
And when it comes to NCAA enforcement, it can be a turkey shoot.
They went lightly on Ohio State on the original tattoo exchange for money, if I may, or rings, memorabilia, and then they went lightly on the Cam Newton investigation, and so you're wondering if they're going to continue to go lightly or they're going to look at it and make a statement.
So what does Dr. Lashbrook see for the Ducks in his crystal ball?
I think that Oregon will get through this because they have not had other incidents. They definitely got a class program, but I still think these questions have to be answered.
And one of those questions is the continued viability of scouting services. They can, as Dr. Lashbrook says, smell when a highly prized recruit ends up playing for a school that paid a scouting service in the area where the young man in question lives. Oregon has had a good deal of success lately in Texas. It may or may not be related to Will Lyles' company. That remains to be seen. But Dr. Lashbrook believes that for several reasons, these services may be on their last legs.
I'm not even sure that there'll be a survival of these companies because you're outsourcing, and when you outsource, you're not sure if you know the whole membership versus hiring your own staff.
Many people look at the NCAA and throw up their hands in frustration. It can seem there's scandal after scandal after scandal.
Just because we have a few bad apples out there in this industry doesn't mean we give up on the battle. There's so many good programs and so many good coaches and good people, and it's such a great product on Saturday.
The university insists it has done nothing wrong, but Oregon fans will have to wait for the NCAA to finish its investigation and render its decision. Regardless, you can bet that the Ducks and many others will tighten up their control over scouting service payments. Until then, count the days. The Ducks open play at Louisiana State on September 3rd. I'm Dave Jarvis. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND. Depend on us.